school is underway now, but over the summer, eight Bristol Bay middle schoolers did something particularly adventurous. They attended the Cape Pierce Marine Science and Culture Camp on the southwest tip of the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. KDLG's Izzy Ross went along and has this story.
On a Monday afternoon in mid-July, eight middle schoolers, four from Dillingham and four from Good News Bay, took off in a couple De Havilland Beavers. They landed in the harbor off the Cape Pierce beach.
We're going to move along, stay close.
Camp leader Terry Fuller led the way as we dragged our gear and food through the tall grass to two cabins surrounded by a bear fence. Chaperone John Diasek brought up the rear. After the kids unpacked, Terry explained what to expect over the next few days.
We want you guys enjoying yourselves in the outdoors and attaching importance to the environment so that when you are adults and you're the ones voting and making decisions, that you're making good, solid decisions about it. Somebody who never has a chance to come out here is going to have a different perspective about this than you will.
The next morning, the camp began in earnest. The group headed to the beach to see what they could find in the sand.
Wow!
This is why you need to follow directions. First of all, bear tracks, and I believe these are last night. They're fresh. Okay, so
as we walked along the shore, we didn't see any walrus, but we did see a walrus carcass. And the pungent stench didn't deter the kids from taking a closer look.
Do you know what bacalics are?
Maggots.
Low tide found us clambering below Cape Pierce's famous arch. Puffins propelled themselves through the air with their short wings as the kids peered into tidal pools. Freedom Thoyer, Kylie Klaus, and Jamal Romy ran down to the shore.
My favorite activity was going down to the beach because I got to jump in the water and trip in it too.
The jellyfish, when we were jumping over the waves, we saw a jellyfish and me and Jamal touched it.
It even had a thing like, so it can digest it or something. It was like,
we just touched the top part.
Fuller said these camps help kids bond with the environment.
Part of my job is exposing people to this so that hopefully they'll make decisions that benefit the natural resources rather than just tear them down. Stewardship is the word.
An important piece of that is having fun. At the beach bonfire that evening, Kimberly Roberts, Melvin Pavla, and Messina Evans practiced their new survival skills.
My favorite thing was our tree.
Try to start a fire.
On the final full day, we hiked 5 miles along the cliffs overlooking the water. We saw a host of seabirds, black-footed kittiwakes, cormorants, and murres. Perched atop a cliff, we also saw an enormous bald eagle. Winding down the path on the way back to the cabins, suddenly...
A fog's right there, and it's on a ledge of a rock, and it's just sleeping. And we have to be really quiet, or we'll wake it up, and then it'll run away.
As the sun set and we started packing up, the kids reflected on what they would take with them. For Angelina Olson and Shanoa Shingliuk...
The sand dunes. I love the sand dunes. Despite the sand getting everywhere... when you're done playing in it. Oh, because it's squishy.
Interesting, squishiness.
I liked how the grass and the nature made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
For Messina Evans, the trip was about new friends.
What are you going to say when you go home? Tell your family.
What the best things I did here. Yeah. And meet the people and tell them about the fun people I met and the people I remember.
The next morning, tired, happy, and covered in sand, we flew home. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.